Second speaker is Catherine Hobbs Knudsen. Catherine is a psychiatry resident at Massachusetts General Hospital and is interested in pediatric mental health. Her research was conducted with the Mass General Center for Child and Adolescent Health Policy. Please welcome Catherine Hobbs Knudsen.
One thing that I wanted to say, I actually am leaving a little bit early from the end of the session, so I timed this actually to only be 10 minutes so that I would have 5 minutes for questions, if that's okay with you. Okay. So I'm Catherine Hobbs Knudsen. I'm in the Mass General Department of Psychiatry. My research mentor is Alexia Rales-Boudreau, and she's with the Center for Child and Adolescent Health Policy at Mass General. So for this study, our main question was, is breastfeeding correlated with childhood mental health? We, especially in this group, know that there are many proposed benefits of breastfeeding for childhood health. But just to review, breastfeeding is thought to enhance the infant immune system. It's thought to prevent childhood diseases, including asthma and atopy, diabetes mellitus, and obesity. For the mother, breastfeeding is thought to prevent maternal breast cancer and also possibly aid in postpartum weight loss. In this study, we were most interested in the effects of breastfeeding on the brain. As we know as well, the benefits of breastfeeding on cognition or intellectual development are well supported in the literature. So to review, breastfeeding is associated with higher IQ, better academic performance, enhanced visuospatial skills, enhanced language ability, and enhanced motor skills. However, what's less well understood are the effects of breastfeeding on childhood behavior or psychological development. Two studies have shown that longer duration of breastfeeding is associated with decreased ADHD symptomatology in children ages 4 through 11. Furthermore, early weaning, as opposed to breastfeeding for a longer duration, has been associated with alcoholism, autism, and schizophrenia. These studies, however, are difficult to compare and generalize. They use very different statistical methods. The sample groups tend to be small. So we thought that this was an area of research that was ripe for further investigation. So our main study question here, is there an association between breastfeeding during infancy and cognitive and behavioral outcomes during early childhood? And for the purposes of this talk, the cognitive outcomes are going to be coded in blue. You can kind of see that it's highlighted, and the behavioral outcomes are coded in green for simplicity. Our hypothesis is that parents of children ages 2 through 5 who are breastfed during infancy would have decreased concerns for the child's cognitive ability and mental health. Similarly, parents of children ages 2 through 5 who were breastfed for longer duration would have decreased concerns for the child's cognitive ability and mental health. Our methods. For this study, our data are from the 2003 National Survey of Children's Health that is supported by the Center for Disease Control and the Maternal and Child Health Bureau. Our data were processed using SPSS 13.0. Our methods accounted for complex sample design and the weighting procedures of the survey. And we created bivariate and multivariate regression models. All of our multivariate regression models controlled for the following variables: age, gender, federal poverty level, race and ethnicity, highest level of education attained by anyone in the household, and maternal mental health. Our main independent variable of interest was breastfeeding. And in the survey, breastfeeding questions were coded as follows. Parents or guardians of children ages 2 through 5 were asked, was the child ever breastfed or fed breast milk? If the answer was yes, the follow-up question was, how old was he or she when he or she stopped breastfeeding or being fed breast milk? In the cognitive realm, the main dependent variables of interest were coded as follows. Parents were asked, are you currently concerned a lot, a little, or not at all about how he or she is learning to do things for him or herself, and how he or she is learning preschool or school skills? In the mental health realm, our main dependent variables of interest were as follows. Parents were asked, are you currently concerned a lot, a little, or not at all about how he or she behaves? Has a doctor or health professional ever told you that the child has behavioral or conduct problems? And during the past 12 months or since his or her birth, did the child receive any mental health care or counseling? Results. Our main demographic data for the breastfed children are included in this table. What I'd like to draw your attention to is that the largest proportion of breastfed children were at greater than 300% the poverty level, were white, non-Hispanic, had at least one household member with an education level beyond high school, and reported that the mother's mental health was excellent or very good. In the cognitive realm, breastfeeding was associated with lower odds of parental concern for childhood cognitive ability, with parents of breastfed children having an unadjusted odds of 0.65 for reporting concern about how the child is learning for him or herself, and an unadjusted odds of 0.68 for reporting concern about how the child is learning preschool or school skills. In adjusted analyses, this relationship held. You can see that parents of breastfed children had an odds of 0.74 for reporting concern about how the child is learning for him or herself, and an adjusted odds of 0.75 for reporting concern about how the child is learning in preschool or school. Mental health questions. So breastfeeding was associated with lower odds of parental concern for childhood mental health. Parents of breastfed children had an unadjusted odds of 0.77 for reporting concern about how the child behaves, 0.49 for reporting that the child had been diagnosed with behavioral or conduct problems, and an unadjusted odds of 0.6 for reporting that the child had received mental health care in the previous year. Again, in adjusted analyses, the relationship held. Parents of breastfed children had an adjusted odds of 0.85 for reporting concern about the child's behavior, an adjusted odds of 0.63 for reporting that the child had been diagnosed with behavioral or conduct problems, and an adjusted odds of 0.63 for reporting that the child had received mental health care counseling. Looking at the question of duration of breastfeeding, breastfeeding for a longer duration was associated with lower odds of parental concern for the child's ability to learn in preschool or school, and for how the child behaves, with an unadjusted odds ratio of 0.91 for the cognitive measure and 0.94 for the mental health measure. And again, in adjusted analyses, the relationship held. Parents of children who were breastfed for a longer duration had an adjusted odds of 0.91 for reporting concern about the child's ability to learn in preschool or school, and an adjusted odds of 0.95 for reporting concern about how the child behaves. Conclusion. Parents of breastfed children reported decreased concern for the child's cognitive ability, decreased concern for the child's behavior, fewer medical or health care diagnoses of behavioral or conduct disorder during childhood, and lesser receipt of mental health care for the child in the previous 12 months. Limits. Our study is a secondary data analysis, and as such, it can only detect correlation, and we're limited by recall bias. Furthermore, the exclusivity of breastfeeding was not established, so parents could have been supplementing with formula, and the exact proportion of breastfeeding versus formula was not established by the survey. The strengths are that this is a national study, and we included approximately 15,000 subjects, so there's wide generalizability within the U.S. Our results are consistent with previous studies, particularly in the realm of breastfeeding effect on cognition. Our results also remain significant when the confounding variables were considered. Prospects are that mental health is increasingly recognized as vital to the well-being of children and of significant concerns to parents, to healthcare professionals, to teachers and schools. We all know that psychiatric medicines for children are very controversial. This study has identified a possible environmental protection that is very low risk that could prevent childhood mental disease. And as such, the possible effects of breastfeeding on childhood behavior could provide a new public health angle in our efforts to support breastfeeding. So special thank you to Alexia Rouse-Boudreau, who has overseen all of my research, to the Department of Psychiatry that employs me, and the Center for Child and Adolescent Health Policy, that's the group with which I am doing this research. Thanks. Any questions? Yes.
Was there any particular months or weeks, months of duration of breastfeeding that you looked at?
We actually didn't do that. So we just, in the model, just included duration of breastfeeding as a continuous covariate, but we didn't look at cutoff points. But I think that that would be a very helpful measure. Excuse me? Well, so it was measured in days, and other research using this data set have divided it up into months. So we took the days and then did less than 1 month, 1 to 3 months, 3 to 5 months, just for the statistical model. Go ahead.
Is there anything in your study or maybe others that you know of that looks at whether these positive results come specifically from the properties of breast milk or perhaps from the sort of social interaction that
exactly.
Mothers and families?
I think, so there isn't a clear answer to that question. That's obvious. I think that's the next step, if this is a true correlation that's supported in other studies, to go for what is exactly going on. So just to show you. So we were, these are obviously just educated guesses, and our study doesn't go into this, but one idea would be that essential fatty acids in breast milk could influence neurological development. And this, there is some research that essential fatty acids, particularly long-chain fatty acids, influence cognitive development. However, there was a Cochrane study in 2001 that showed that those results are mixed. Basically, essential fatty acids support neurological development in animal studies, but in human studies, that relationship is less clear. It also could be that there's another nutrient that we're not identifying within breast milk that could be influencing neurological development. And, you know, it's sort of a, I'm assuming here that neurological development for cognition would be the same for psychological development. And there is evidence for that. The areas of the brain that are involved in cognition, like the hippocampus, the prefrontal cortex, are also involved in mental disease. So, you know, cognition and psychological development are likely linked in the brain. So nutrients that support cognition could also support psychological development. There's also the attachment theory and maternal sensitivity. So maybe more sensitive mothers choose to breastfeed and therefore children benefit from that positive interaction. An interesting study, I think, by Lucas et al., it's in The Lancet in 1990, compared mothers who chose to breastfeed and were successful in breastfeeding, so that area on the left of the line, compared the IQ of children in that category to the IQ of children to the right of that line. Mothers who chose to breastfeed but were unable, so these children received formula, plus mothers who chose not to breastfeed and therefore did not breastfeed. So what we're looking at here, you've sort of taken out that maternal sensitivity question, because the mothers who choose to breastfeed on the right side of that line should also be as sensitive as the mothers on the left side of the line. But the difference here between these two kids was breast milk. And what was found was that the mothers who chose to breastfeed and were successful, the children from that cohort had a higher IQ than either one of the two groups on the right side. So that's arguing that there is something in breast milk beyond sensitivity that could be influencing neurological development. Mm-hmm. Oh.
Wasn't that the same study that showed that the infants on the right side of the line who got donor milk were closer to the ones who got mother's own milk than those who got formula?
I believe so. I know that Lucas has done several of those studies looking at donor milk versus formula. So, yep. I think you had a question in the back.
That was a large national data set with a lot of subjects that you were able to analyze. As a clinician, can you comment on what you think about the difference in the statistical significance you found and the clinical significance?
You mean, do our findings have any clinical relevance?
Well, just the magnitude of the odds ratio.
Right. Yeah, it's hard to say. I think, let me go back to that, to our slides here. You know, this is a large sample, and to be able to pick out a significant finding, I think does argue that that it would be clinically relevant. Whether there are other factors clinically that could be affecting the results that we found, obviously we can't say in this study. And it's also, I think, very premature clinically to say based on this one study, you know, that would be the reason to breastfeed. However, I think it's an interesting study and an interesting finding that deserves further research. So I think we're premature to say clinically that this is exactly what we should be supporting, but it's an interesting finding. Go ahead. We have 1 minute. Great. Thank you.
Our next speaker is Ann Dozier, who is a doctorally prepared nurse, currently an associate professor at the University of Rochester Medical Center. She has worked in maternal child health for nearly 30 years. Her research work most recently has focused on breastfeeding and evaluation of breastfeeding programs. So please welcome Ann Dozier. Who, by the way, is our new incoming program chair for maternal and child health for next year's meeting.
That's right.
And anybody who would like to review abstracts for next year's meeting and hasn't signed in, please see me right afterwards.